Rush Your Rush is brought to you by NowAbet.com, the home of sports betting.
Here is the planet's ultimate game, the final of the 21st Football World Cup. Flicked in by Griezmann and flicked on! And France take the lead in the World Cup final! Indeed, Croatia's centre-forward got the touch that mattered. Faded it in, Vasilko appeared round the back. Mandžukić can compete with Pogba. Came down for Vida. And then Perisic, 1-1! He has screamed that in! In by Griezmann, and the French are screaming handball. And the referee is choosing to look himself. What a call to have to make. He's given a penalty for France in the World Cup final. Antoine Griezmann. France have their lead back. A goal of its age, of its generation. Mbappe. Griezmann. Pogba. Pogba! For France and possibly now the world. Here's Mbappe! Oh my word! The first teenage World Cup final goal since Pelé himself. Oh, Lloris was caught on it by Mandžukić. Lloris with a moment of madness. Mandžukić perhaps a moment of redemption. It is France. It will be some can-can on the Champs-Élysées tonight. France are the champions of the world.
I was built to be the best, number one and nothing less.
Well, France have won the FIFA World Cup for the second time by overcoming Croatia's bold challenge in a thrilling final at Moscow's Luzhniki Stadium. 32 days of FIFA World Cup action is now done and dusted, and Didier Deschamps' side repeated the success at home soil at France 98 by a margin that hardly looked possible as Croatia stood toe-to-toe with the favourites for 1 hour. France's victory means that Deschamps, who captained them 20 years ago, became just the third man to win the competition as a player and coach, after Mario Zagallo of Brazil and Franz Beckenbauer of Germany. Croatia also felt their luck deserted them, but ultimately, France ran out victorious to erase the memories of the loss to Portugal at the Euro 2016 final in Paris. Well, it was not just at the pitch, but even as Didier Deschamps walked in for the post-match press conference, the players had to come disrupt it. Check this out.
Ladies and gentlemen, France, as the 2018 FIFA World Cup winner, they are entitled to play now with the FIFA World Champions badge for the next 4 years. FIFA Deputy Secretary General of Football, Sonimir Boban, who will now present the badge to the head coach of France, Didier Deschamps.
No, no.
That was Paul Pogba, who has tried to atone for the sins of the players with water splashed everywhere, even on the microphone. Well, thank God that the microphones were waterproof. And what the journalists had to do was just stare in amazement and take pictures and videos over what you would see all over the internet and the papers today. Well, France's World Cup win was a supreme coronation after the hurt of losing at the European Championship final. And that's according to Didier Deschamps.
Ils le disent entre eux, And the players are saying it between themselves. Those players are warriors. Talent is not sufficient because there's just as much talent in the opposing team. So what makes a difference is psychological and mental. And with that state of mind, any team is able to climb mountains. 2 years ago, it was so, so painful to let pass this opportunity of being European champions. But maybe if we had been European champions, then we would not have been world champions. I did learn a lot myself through this final. The European final was different. We tried to stay relaxed this time. The players knew why they were there. They had to get that star, that shining star that is wonderful. I'm proud for them, and I'm also proud of myself, with all the humility, of course.
What an atonement indeed. Meanwhile, Croatia coach Zlatko Dalic made his opinion clear of the video-assisted penalty decision that allowed France to take the lead in Sunday's World Cup final, saying you don't give a penalty like that in a World Cup final. The game, remember, was level at 1-1 late in the first half when Antoine Griezmann's corner struck the arm of Ivan Perisic. Though referee Nesto Pitana did not initially give the penalty, the video assistant referee suggested that he should review the play, and after a brief period, the Argentine awarded a spot kick. The decision was a turning point, and Griezmann scored to put France into the lead they would never relinquish, as Lebu went on to win 4-2, and Dalic said he thought a decision like that had no place in a game of such magnitude.
First, I have to congratulate France for their title of the world champions. We played well. In the first 20 minutes, we played well. We controlled the game. Then there was this own goal from a set play. We came back into life. We dominated, and then the penalty was given. I never comment on refereeing, but let me say one sentence. In a World Cup final, you do not give such a penalty, but it in no way diminishes France's win.
Well, it's done and dusted, and France are the winners. Well, let's check out all the winners on the day. England captain Harry Kane won the Golden Boot after finishing as the World Cup's top scorer with 6 goals. Croatia's Luka Modric won the Golden Ball for being the player of the tournament, and many think that is the right decision. Belgium midfielder Eden Hazard was the second best player with a silver ball, and France forward Antoine Griezmann won the bronze ball in third position. His French teammate Kylian Mbappe won the Young Player of the Year award, while Belgium's Thibaut Courtois was awarded for the Golden Glove after being the leading goalkeeper. And in case you're disputing that award to Thibaut Courtois, he had the most saves in the tournament, 27 in total, more than any other goalkeeper. The total yellow cards issued at the 2018 World Cup was 219, total red cards, 4. Most scoring match was Belgium versus Tunisia in a group stage, 7 goals in that encounter. 4-3 it ended in favor of the Belgian side. Most attempts in a single match was also the same game, 31 attempts in a game between Belgium and Tunisia. Most cards in a single match was a game between Belgium and Panama in the group stage. And most passes completed in a match was 1,235 in a game between Spain and Russia. A total of 49,651 passes were completed by all the 32 teams involved at the 2018 World Cup, and that means an average of 775.8 per game. England finished as the best passing team. The Three Lions completed 3,336 passes right from the group stage to the third place playoff. On an individual level, no player completed more passes than Spain's Sergio Ramos. The 32-year-old La Furia Roja skipper successfully landed 485 passes before his team were eliminated by Russia in the round of 16. Brazil's Neymar Jr., despite ending the tournament with just 2 goals, tops the charts of players to have made the most goal attempts with 27. Goal scorer in the final, Ivan Perisic's 72 kilometers was the most distance covered by any player, while his country, Croatia, also boasted the best defense with 301 clearances, tackles and saves. And of course, the total number of goals scored was 169 goals. 6 of those were scored in yesterday's final. What a rush. For the champions, stand up.
Narrowbet Up Your Paddy. It's a feature that allows customers to transfer funds from one NairaBet account to another. To use this feature, all you have to do is input the receiver's username and amount to transfer. For more info, log on to www.nairabet.com.
NairaBet.com, the home of sports betting.
Well, exactly $400 million will be dished out by FIFA in the prize money to the 32 teams at the 2018 World Cup, including Nigeria, thankfully. And this is a $42 million increase from the tournament in 2014. The winners get $38 million. The runners-up Croatia get $28 million. Third place Belgium get $24 million. Fourth place England get $22 million. The other quarterfinalists, Uruguay, Brazil, Russia, and Sweden get $16 million each. And those in the round of 16, Portugal, Argentina, Mexico, Japan, Spain, Denmark, Switzerland, Colombia, all get $12 million. While those eliminated in the first round, including Nigeria, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Iran, Morocco, Peru, Australia, Iceland, Serbia, Costa Rica, South Korea, Germany, Tunisia, Panama, Senegal, and Poland will get $8 million each. If only Nigeria stayed until the second round, or even more, we'll certainly have earned more money indeed. Well, kudos to a great World Cup hosted by Russia, and all roads will now lead to Qatar 2022, where the next edition of the tournament will be held. Well, in other news, the Argentine Football Association has agreed to part ways with coach Jorge Sampaoli after they crashed out of the World Cup in a round of 16, and this was announced yesterday after a full day of negotiations. On Saturday, the two sides agreed to rescind Sampaoli's contract. Sources told reporters that the agreement includes a settlement of $2 million for the coach to leave his role, significantly less than the AFA owed on his original contract. The decision will end Sampaoli's 10-year, 14-month stint within the organization and plunges the team into further uncertainty. Sampaoli had been hired from Sevilla in May 2017 to provide stability after the sacking of Gerardo Martino and Edrago Buesa. AFA President Claudio Tapia said before the tournament that Sampaoli will remain in charge even if Argentina were eliminated in the first round of the World Cup. But according to local reports, tension increased between the federation and the coach in discussions regarding the team's direction. We hear that trainer Jorge Decio and video analyst Matias Mana have also left their roles with Argentina. Well, what we haven't heard is that Lionel Messi has left the national team. It looks likely he wouldn't, but we'll keep monitoring events as they unfold right there at the Argentine national team and all other teams as well. What a rush.
Hello? I would like to tell you about NairaBet.com, Africa's most popular sport betting company. The reason why they be Africa's most popular, they very simple.
They have bumper bonuses, guaranteed, same day payout, 24 hours customer service, and they go even teach you how to play and win. Now you feel play in the shops, through your phone, or online. And guess what? You feel start here now.
NairaBet.com, the home of sports betting.
All right, we'll leave you with the voice of FIFA President Gianni Infantino, who states emphatically that he recognizes Ahmadou Pinnick as the president of the Nigerian Football Federation, and any external body who wants to change that will simply be putting Nigerian football in trouble.
Well, Nigeria Football Association has a president. His name is Pinnick. He has been elected. We've been very clear about that already some time ago. I've heard, yes, that it came up, that this issue came up again. The situation is very clear. We have statutes, we have regulations. There can be no interference in the running of the association, of course. And for this reason, Pinning is working here in an official capacity. He is the president. He's the president for FIFA. He's the president elected by the members of the Nigerian Football Association. And that's the end of the story. And if any external body thinks that they can change the situation, then of course Nigeria would risk to be banned like it happened in other countries.
I'm the Mighty George, and until other explosive podcasts, I'll be raining to you. It's been a pleasure bringing to you Russia Rush. And I want to say a big shout out to my producer, Ayo Deji Genius, and our sponsors, NairaBet.com. I don't come out. What a rush. Cause we got one life, live it up, cause you don't get it twice.
Russia Rush was brought to you by NairaBet.com, the home of sports betting.